Heather Loftus is in with Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery, and I'm sure they've got a lot to discuss this morning.
Sheriff, how goes it?
Well, I think everything's great. We had a good weekend. It was busy, but not anything major. Fireworks over the lake went without a hitch. In fact, I am really proud of our folks. We had, from the time the fireworks finished until all the traffic was dissipated, was 54 minutes.
That's amazing.
And we actually borrowed a traffic counter this year because, you know, you just guess how many cars. So those were set up at 10162. So that number didn't reflect everybody coming out of Robinson Point going back towards Henderson or everybody coming out of Henderson going that way. So it didn't count those numbers. And we were about 2,500 cars.
Cars.
That doesn't count the boats.
The
lake. And so, again, everything went smooth. Again, I brag on our folks, but they've done it for so many years. It's just like clockwork, and they know exactly what they're doing, and no major incidents, no accidents. So,
I wish some of those people driving boats were like clockwork and knew what they were doing. It gets a little hairy out there sometimes.
Well,
there's a lot of people going in a lot of different directions.
Yeah, there are. And so we were a little bit disadvantaged. Now, every year, of course, we put the helicopter in the air to direct traffic. The spotlight was out on our helicopter, so we were unable to, because usually if you find somebody that's maybe driving a little fast or not running with lights, we can spotlight them and that takes care of it. We were not able to do that this year, but we were still able to be up there and direct traffic and et cetera. But, you know, it's much better than it used to be by far. And I go back to how quickly we got traffic back. We started this new traffic thing, and I'm going to say, if I said 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that. Prior to that, it was usually midnight to 1 in the morning before everybody got out of there. And now they're out by 10:30.
Saw a great post from you, I believe, a picture of you and Benny Magnus in the helicopter. Last 4th of July ride for you, the two of you.
Yep. Yeah, that was kind of, I don't know, I just decided to take a selfie of the two of us. It turned out very well. And
we need to teach Benny how to smile a little bit more.
He was smiling.
Oh, that's his smile.
That is his smile. But anyway, it was great. Lots of comments. And so, that was our last flight. And, I couldn't be more proud of everybody. And, you know, Benny's been actually, we're working on a board in our hallway at the sheriff's office. And so we've got all day to talk, don't we?
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's what they said. Radio's free air.
So the interesting part about it, and I get asked sometimes, you know, what am I the most proud of accomplishments? And I have to say one of the things is the tenure of the employees that stay with us. So Terry Johnson, who was a lieutenant and was there for a long time, and he retired at 35 or 36 years. And so when he got ready to retire, we started doing some research because I wondered how many other people retired from the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. And for county government, you're considered fully retired at 28. So if you work 28 years, you get full retirement. So when we did the research all the way back as far as we could research, he's the only one, the very first. Since then, we've had Lieutenant Rick Lucy and Sergeant Ken Graham has retired with 32 and 35 years. I've got four more that's already got over 28, and the board we're working on and we're about to complete in the hallway shows anybody that's been with the sheriff's office for 20 years or more, and it's full. And back to Benny. Benny actually started working as a deputy. Most people don't realize that under Jack Gregory back years ago. At the end of this year, he's going to retire when I do. He'll have 52 years in at the sheriff's office. Incredible. So.
And he's not even on the payroll.
Well, technically, he does get $25 a year or something. So. Something
no
like
wonder
that.
He's not smiling in your picture.
Something like that, you know. So, but no, we've got such a great staff, and they care about their job and they care about this community, and I think it shows.
Quorum Court meeting tonight?
Quorum Court meeting tonight. Nothing that I know of that's of any value. It's pretty mundane, kind of routine type stuff. So.
All right. And we keep going through the summer weekends and patrolling and all the visitors and everything. It's been a good summer so far.
It's been a good summer so far. And, you know, we've been busy, but we've not really had anything, you know, major. And, of course, we don't use the Q word in law enforcement.
Right. Nor does the ER.
Yes.
Yes, sir. We are aware of the Q word. We don't speak of it.
We do not. Okay. But, you know, while we're busy, it's not, you know, everything is fine. And so I signed a bunch of restitution checks before I came up here. I don't know what the running total is, but we topped $4 million we paid out in restitution in the last 22 years, which I'm extremely proud of. And I signed, I don't know, probably about 20 or 25 checks this morning that'll go out in today's mail. And we're going to continue to work on that because, to me, you have a victim once. If we catch the bad guy and the judge orders you to get paid, if you don't collect and give your money back, you become a victim a second time. And so we do everything we can to try to. And some of those are cool because, I mean, one of the restitution checks was from 1992, okay, from that case that long ago. So we do everything we can to try to collect.
Sheriff, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Appreciate you both.
I'm off to Fulton County.
I was just going to say, Heather's got to get out of here.
Sorry to keep it short, Sheriff.
She's got to get to Salem.
Deals on Meals, Sheriff, Fulton County. What else can I do around here today?
You've been doing everything. Now you got to drive to Salem.
I know.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you on the air later. And that'll wrap it up with Heather and our Sheriff, Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery.